Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
All right, so here we go. Another Lions loss. And look, there's things you digest after a loss. Sometimes you sit back and say, it's fluky, it's football. Other times there are, growing concerns and things that you look at and say, that's a real problem in matchups moving forward. And I think we've identified some real problems for the Detroit Lions moving forward. And then there are things that Cannon should be better if they get a matchup with Philadelphia in Philadelphia ever again. And that may not happen, but that is a concern. They're clearly not the class of the NFC, and some weaknesses that are identified that need to be better. I don't think that game yesterday truly reflected the best of what the Detroit Lions have to offer. Let's just say that. But we'll get into all the reasons why. First, let's welcome back Scott Anderson, who was off most of last week. Hello, Scott.
Hello, Doug.
How are you?
I'm just fine.
Yeah. Did you enjoy the time off?
Yeah. I mean, time off is always nice.
Yep.
To have it and to take it.
Unplug.
A little bit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was nice. Mm-hmm. I could relax a little bit and do some things I needed to get done. So that was
productive.
That was good.
Yeah. Productive time off.
Somewhat. Not as much as I wanted to be, but I was more productive than perhaps I usually am. So.
Right,
so that's
enough.
Good. Yeah, but obviously, yes, watching the game last night, it was frustrating on so many fronts. And at the same time, I mean, I'm disappointed, but I'm not upset, if that makes sense. And I'm trying to take a very calculated and calm approach to this, because it's not the end of the world. Despite watching earlier in the day that, the Bears eke out a win in Minnesota, and they're now in the top of the division, the first year with former Lions offensive coordinator there. Now they're 7-3, and the Packers, they eke out a win that maybe they shouldn't have gotten, and there they are, and they're still 6-3-1, and then the Lions get the loss, and it's like, need to keep pace. They didn't keep pace, but it's not like they're falling way off the path here. I recognize that maybe they could be on the outside looking in right now in the playoff picture, but we've got 7 games to go, and maybe the schedule is going to start to lighten up a little bit and take advantage of what you have. And the other thing you have that's there to take advantage of is, if you want to get past teams in your division, good news, you play them.
Mm-hmm.
So go and do that. But the game itself was it was disappointing. Just on a number of fronts that we will enumerate.
Well, yeah, sometimes your guys just don't play well. Sometimes you have a bad day at the office, and I think this is a bad day at the office. I think you can look at Jared Goff and think he could be better. I can look at Amon-Ra St. Brown and think he could be better. I can look at Dan Campbell and say he could be better. I love all these players and this coach. Yeah. I love them. It was a bad day at the office. The net-net of Dan Campbell yesterday was a negative. The net-net, and what I mean by that is all the decisions and everything he decides to do in the course of a game, it, and that's a lot, usually it's a positive. In fact, usually it's an overwhelming positive, and I would argue that yesterday it was a negative. Jared Goff. I think Jared Goff is a exceptionally good quarterback. It gets debated all the time where he fits in the league. I think he can win a lot of football games, a lot of important football games, and I think he can win that football game with Jared Goff at quarterback. Not the way he played yesterday. No. Amon-Ra St. Brown. Growing concern there about, okay, at what point, man, that's 12 targets, two receptions, another pass that I expect him to catch.
Yeah, there were a couple passes in a row there, one to Amon-Ra and one to J-Mo, that were both kind of a little bit of timing on that as they're coming across, and it just that the pass wasn't quite where you wanted it to be, but both are tough catches, but both are catches that we've seen made. And I guess that's where the thing is that you expect, because we hold Amon-Ra to this incredible standard because he has set the standard.
Yep.
With the work he puts in and what you see in practice and what you see in game time, he has been like automatic. And then you get a game like last night and you see, and I don't know if, I don't think it was an epidemic. I think it was maybe one pass where I was like, oh, didn't hang on to that. Okay. But it was clear that he and Jared were way out of sync yesterday. And I think Jared's timeline to throw the football was truncated by the
sped up.
Yeah. By the pass rush that he was facing.
Yeah.
And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, it's just, that's not the first time he's faced a pass rush, and I didn't think it was something that I expected to be that much of an issue, and it was. When you got a quarterback who completes going into the game 76% of his passes and ends the game with, what, less than 50% completion percentage? Something's off.
Yeah, so look, if there were five passes batted down at the line of scrimmage, he's a 6'6 quarterback. Like, this is not something that, you know, has to do with Philly did a really good job, and the offensive line has to help out Jared Goff. That was an inordinate amount of batted down passes in a Jared Goff game. And, you know, the truth is, he's 6'5, my apologies. But the truth is, Jared Goff, that's not going to happen a whole lot. However, you know, they can really sit down and diagnose what is the issues up front. What are the issues up front? Like, and this is one of the positives I take out of this game, and it's not a lot, but if you face Philly in January, can Detroit go to Philly and win? And I think the answer is yes, they can go to Philly and win. They went into that game, they've watched Philly, they diagnosed it, and they put together and crafted a game plan that they thought would work. And it did not. Okay. So now it's back to the drawing board. And what can you take from this game to sit down and say, all right, here's what we need to get better. Because Philly's good. We're going to do all this, and we have to remind ourselves that Philly played exceptionally well.
Philly's really good. They're not just good. Yeah. They're really good.
Yes, and they played very well defensively. The Lions defense did hold them to 16 points. The Lions defense fended off red zone, you know, short fields all day long because the Lions turned it over and went 3-for-18 on third and fourth down, 0-for-5 on fourth down. Like, there's short fields over and over, and the Lions defense actually played pretty well, all things considered.
Yeah, and you know, I guess this is where you start to creep into territory. If I'm looking at a place that bothered me the most with the game last night, it's a number you put out there, to me, puts it on the head coach, which we'll get into in a little bit. But Philadelphia is an excellent football team. That is, I mean, they're defending Super Bowl champions, and they did something that Lions fans wanted the Lions to do, which was they added to that team at the trade deadline. Jalen Phillips makes a difference on that team, and I think that's going to be frustrating for Lions fans to watch.
That can sting.
And see that they got better. But the Lions defense did a great job last night. They did an excellent job last night, which, again, will speak to what I have to say about Dan Campbell. But Philadelphia also shows that, I mean, Philadelphia is answering questions today, too. Like, yeah, we beat the Lions, but we got work to do. And we made some mistakes. And maybe we need to rethink how we're doing our offense. And their offense has been stale all year, and yet it's got the players where there's no reason for that to be stale. It's one of the best offensive lines in football, one of the most athletic quarterbacks you have. You've got the returning MVP, offensive MVP in Saquon Barkley, and you've got a trio of receivers and a more than adequate tight end to get things going, and they haven't all season long. They've struggled with it. So they're still answering their own questions. But the Lions' question is just, okay, what do you do with what you saw last night? I hope it's yuck throat in the garbage, but you still have to hang on to some of those things. And when they look at the film today, and I'm sure they caught a glimpse last night, but all day today, they're going to come away with some different thoughts about what happened in the game last night. I imagine, this is a question I will ask Jared tomorrow, I imagine one of the most frustrating things for a quarterback to go through is what you touched on briefly. The tipped passes at the line of scrimmage has to be one of the most infuriating things for a quarterback to go through, because he's committed to throwing the ball to a certain spot, and then, boom, it gets deflected and knocked out of the way of where it's supposed to go. And you're like, well, that was going to be a big play. Like, how many of those tipped passes were going to be big plays for the Lions? I imagine at least a couple were going to go somewhere, and one of them unfortunately ends up in an interception and then leads to the first 3 points of the football game.
All right, people want to sound off, of course, and we will get to your phone calls coming up. And plus, it's Champ and Chump every Monday, Champ and Chump at a weekend, who should be singled out for having the best weekend and should be called out for having a weekend that stinks. We'll bring Kang into the conversation, get his 2 cents, our producer. So glad to be with you here on a Monday, unfortunately talking about another Lions loss and a 6-4 start to this season. I guess we're at the midway point here. A lot of football left to be played and a lot that needs to get better if this Lions team is going to challenge in the NFC. It's Carson Anderson here on 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.